Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
And welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today I'm going to talk about everybody's favorite topic, relationships, because a lot of you have relationship issues and I can help. I've been around over 26 years now. This is my 27th year on the radio answering questions. I've written 18 books. On Saturday I went to a hotel. I was going to give a seminar. And I went up to the front desk and I asked for a luggage cart. You know, one of those platforms with wheels on it where you can take your luggage into the hotel. So I went and asked for one. They said, we don't have one. I said, why not? They said, it's been stolen. I had a lot of things I need to bring into the room. I need to bring in a television set and boxes of books and many, many items. And I really would like to have had one. So I said, somebody stole it? She said, yeah. I said, you only had one? We only had one, and somebody stole it. And then I said, an offhand remark, which is true. I said, well, you guys are going to have to get your act together. I said, what if somebody comes here that has some kind of a disability and needs to have it to take the items to their room? Then what are they going to do? And then she was very surly and rude and she kept staring, looking at her paper and not even looking at me in a very rude, condescending way. She said, well, then they're just going to have to go to another hotel. And I looked at her and I saw that her pride and her resentment were blocking her from kindness, were blocking her from a light touch, were blocking her from courtesy, were blocking her from love. She was blocked. And so I could see that her pride was actually blocking her. And of course, if a person is blocked from love, then what's going to happen? Well, they're going to fail in life. They're going to fail in their relationships, and it's going to affect every aspect of their existence, emotional life, relationships, and even health, because she's blocked, okay? By pride. By a hardness of heart. You see it everywhere now. You see it a lot. It's very sad because it hurts them so much. They don't realize how they're hurting themselves. So today I want to talk about relationships and about getting unblocked so that you can love. Unblocked so that you can love. So that you can be kind. So that you can be forgiving. So that you can be patient. And what you need to interact with your partner and with your children, with your family, with other people, you need love, okay? But you don't know what love is. You don't know what love is, but maybe I can begin to awaken you to what love is, okay? You know what love is by its lack. You feel the emptiness in your inside. You feel sometimes the shallowness and the futility of life. Okay, you feel other people's hardness. You feel other people's shallowness. And something is missing, okay? Well, that way you know what's missing. It's love. But I can tell you right now that there is love out there. There is. But if you are not sensing it, it's because you are blocked. And what is blocking you is undoubtedly hardness of heart. Undoubtedly, it's resentment. It's judgment. Resentment and judgment. See, judgment is the handmaiden of pride. Pride hardens you. Pride, who was it who said pride goes before the fall? Well, pride goes before the fall. Before your relationships fail and or your career fails or your health fails or all many things fail, you've had some warnings. And it's because of your pride and judgment. Now, what supports pride is judgment. So a lot of people, like some women, they judge their husband. They hate men because men fail them. They hate men because their father wasn't there for them. They went out in the world looking for love, and there was no love. All they got was use and abuse, and so they hate men. Then when they get married, they hate their husband and judge him, and they can't stop judging him. But that judgment blocks you from love. It blocks you from love, so you're going to have to let go of it. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about relationships today, about improving your relationship. And I said that there are a couple of things that you need to give up in order to become unblocked. Okay? And one of them is judgment. So, if you find that you're addicted to judging, you're addicted to judging your partner. You can't stop judging your partner and judging other people. Well, if that's the case, then you're going to have to see, and you may not see it. You know, you hear me say it, but it might go in one ear and out the other. It might take a failed relationship with your kids, with meddling in your kids' lives and messing their lives up, and a divorce or a couple of divorces or all kinds of issues developing. Maybe then you'll see. Maybe then one day you'll wake up and see that you've been blocking the flow of love between yourself and others by being manipulative and judgmental. Okay? Now, a lot of people, it's a real eye-opener for them to see that, but blessed are you if you do see it, because you may not. A lot of people don't. But if you see it, if you clearly see it, okay, you get the message. I saw something funny the other day. I was reading newspapers. It was an article about traffic safety, about safe driving, and the author was saying, the author was saying that he had talked to a safe driving consultant, and safe driving consultant said, when you're driving around, are people often flashing their lights at you? Are they often honking their horn at you? Are they driving by you and looking at you like, what's the matter with you? Okay, well, if they're flashing their lights at you and honking their horn at you and like that, did you ever stop to consider that you might be doing something that's causing them to do that? Are you driving aggressively? Are you cutting people off? See, are you being rude? Are you lacking courtesy when you're driving? Well, that could be the reason why they're doing that. So in life, if your relationship with your kids is not so good, if your kids are not doing so good, if you're relationship with your partner is not good, okay, then did you ever stop to think that it might have something to do with your resentment, with your judgment, with your anger, with your pride, with your manipulations, okay? Well, there's food for thought for you, food for thought, food for thought. So I basically already said it. I already said how to improve relationships, and it boils down to letting go of judgment and resentment, okay? Now, more is required of you men. Yes, you have to let go of resentment. You have to let go of judgment. But then you have to see something else, and that is that you are required to be a noble man. You are required to be a gentleman. Now, all around you see people walking around and spitting on the sidewalk and using bad language and dressing in a slovenly way and being rude and being selfish and spoiled. A lot of men are selfish and spoiled. So they think that earning a paycheck and then just watching sports on television, and they think that's enough. See, but what they don't realize is that a man is supposed to be much more than just a male. A man must be virtuous and honorable and be respectable, okay, with kindness and courage and long-suffering and patience and all the beautiful virtues. We'll talk more about this after this important announcement. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There was an old song, and the first line of the song was, "Love is a many splendor thing." Yes, love is a many splendor thing. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like love, and that's what we all need. We all need. But let me give you a hint about what love is. May I give you a hint? You know what love is? It's patience. Love for other people is what I'm talking about. It's patience. Patience. Withholding judgment. Making allowances for others. I love what Ruth Bell Graham said when they asked her about her long marriage to her husband. She said, "My husband and I are both good forgivers. My husband and I are both good forgivers." So at some point in your marriage, see, you're just going to have to see that your partner is just a man, okay, and or just a woman. Okay, so make allowances. Look, you're not perfect either. Okay, so he's not perfect or she's not perfect, but you're not perfect either. So, you know, lighten up. Lighten up, okay? And the other thing is you're going to have to let go of some of these wrong ideas that are floating around out there. For example, one wrong idea is about the purpose of marriage, that it's to get your needs met. No, marriage is not to get your needs met. If you have that kind of a selfish idea, see, most people, are when they get married, they're selfish. And then they either learn to be unselfish. See, that's what marriage is for. It's an institution within which to learn to be unselfish. And so if you learn to be unselfish, as the years go by, if you get better, instead of getting bitter, you get better. You become less selfish, less prideful, less blocked, less hard, less manipulative, less, see? Then your soul softens, and then you become someone that, you know, it's not so bad to live with. Okay? You know what? If you continue getting better, see, we're supposed to get better. Humans are supposed to get better, not get worse. The older you get, the more virtuous you should be, the more honorable, the more noble, the more respectable, the more patient, the more courageous, the more long-suffering, the wiser. See, should be getting better. And if you get better, then life can be sweet. Life can be beautiful. Okay? And you can take your partner's hand and walk along the beach. And it'd just be absolutely beautiful. But if you continue to think that marriage is to get your needs met, and you get more and more selfish, so you either grow one way or the other. If you don't grow better, then you grow worse. You keep growing. Souls are always growing. Then you become more bitter, more hard, more selfish, more resentful. See? So if you'd like to start growing better, then it's not so hard. It's not so hard. I've already given you the clue. It's a question of letting go of something. Letting go of resentment. Letting go of judgment. Letting go of your hardness of heart. And when you do, and of your expectations of getting your needs met, and when you start to let go of such things, then you become unblocked and love flows, okay? Love flows, and it's good for you. It's good for your relationship, okay? It's good for your family. Now I'd like to share with you a little spot that I made. I think you'll enjoy it. It's about love. This is your Shedding Shackles moment of reflection. My name is Roland. Want to put the magic back in your relationship? I read a really great quote that I'd like to share with you. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, "Real magic in relationships is an absence of judgment of others." I couldn't agree more. I've always said, there's nothing that hurts relationships more than resentment and judgment. So take out the resentment, take out the judgment, and then watch the magic return to your relationship. Real magic in relationships means an absence of judgments of others. My name is Roland. This is a Shedding Shackles moment of reflection. Share what you just heard with a friend. Go to sheddingshackles.com. Very nice quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer. Yes, remember, the theme of today's program is how to become unblocked so that the joy and the awe and the wonder and the delight and the discovery can be restored to your activities. If you could let go of resentment and judgment, then you can restore all of those to your relationship. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Hello, this is Roland. Yes, I really do encourage you to get my books. I have two books about marriage and relationships. One of them is called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's the first book I wrote about. It's very good, very good. And the second book, the one I talked about in the spot, was Putting the Forever Back in Love. They're both good books. And you can see that on this radio program, I have a limited amount of time. Okay, I can't go into great depth. I kind of scratch the surface. But the program is good, though, because it awakens. It awakens people. Awakens them. Okay? And then if you get my books, then, you know, they're good reads. They're very good reads. I encourage you to do so, okay? Now, and don't forget, I may not be around forever, you know. I mean, this is your moment. This is your moment. See, maybe you won't ever hear me again. Or you'll kind of think, well, that was interesting. See, a lot of people, they're very shallow. See, some people can benefit from me and others can't. And the ones who can't, well, they already think they have all the answers already, or they think they're a wonderful person and everybody else has got issues and they're the only wonderful person around, you know. Or they're very shallow. That's another way of blocking. Remember I talked about the lady at the front desk at the hotel that was surly and rude and condescending, and she was blocked from love. She was blocking herself from the joy and the splendor and the mystery and the secret to life, actually, by her pride. Okay? Well, it also blocks you from understanding. From understanding. Okay? So, let me put a couple of little finishing touches upon this program dedicated to becoming unblocked. And yes, this. So here are a couple of finishing touches. First of all, you adult kids of parents, see, a lot of your parents didn't do so well. They did the best they could. See, most of our parents, they did the best they could, but they failed. Your father failed you. He wasn't there for you. In some way or another, he wasn't there for you. And he failed to be the example that he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be a prince. A prince. In the eyes of a child, father stands in for God. And if he had been stronger than the world, if through his nobility and his courage and his standing for principle and his kindness and the twinkle in his eye and all those beautiful qualities, if he had had those, then it would have been good for you. Well, perhaps he didn't. Maybe he had some of them. Well, that's good. If he didn't, well, here's the secret. Don't resent him. Don't resent him. See, he was lost too. He was blocked. Remember, I told you about the lady at the front desk at the hotel, and I said that she was blocked from love. Well, somehow, he was blocked, too. He didn't find it. He didn't find the mystery and the splendor and the beauty and the sweetness. So, have compassion upon him. It doesn't mean you have to feel sorry for him, but have compassion. Let it go. Let go of your resentment. Just let it go. Okay? And your poor old mom, your poor old unloved mom, okay? Forgive her also, okay? Forgive your mom. Forgive everyone, okay? And then, as the adult child from a dysfunctional family, okay, with parents who didn't do so good, maybe, if you forgive them, you become unblocked. And when you become unblocked, then you are free to be the good parent that you've always wanted to be. Now you may be seeing some of your parents show up in you. You may be messing up with your kids right now and you don't know why. That's the last thing you wanted to happen. That was the very last thing that you ever wanted to happen. And now, look, it's happening to you. Let go of resentment. Let go of the resentment. You become unblocked to love. Okay? To be a good parent. Okay? Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7. Leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Yes, life really can be good and sweet. Become unblocked, let go of resentment and judgment, and have a light touch, okay? Hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. I have a lot of resources to help you, okay? Books and lots of YouTube video lectures and articles that I've written. A lot of wonderful resources. Take advantage of them. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.